A couple of months ago, we asked you how your California dream has been affected by a lack of Do Re Mi that Woody Guthrie sings about. Brian Keller is one of our listeners who wrote in to say that his salary was not keeping up with the cost of living in California, and so he is on his way to beautiful Texas. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
So you're packing up, ready to go?
Yeah, I've been pulling an all-nighter. The movers come in less than an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're leaving today?
Well, the movers are moving today. I still have to clean the apartment and probably get some sleep before I start driving to Texas.
You came to California, I understand, a decade ago, right after graduate school. What was your California dream then?
It was just, you know, come to California. I have a job with benefits and hope to live large kind of thing. I was offered a great job at a regional theater, got a place by the beach, and hope to have fun.
And what happened?
The rent kept going up, the cost of living kept going up, but the raises in salary weren't going up in the same pace. And in the past year or so, I realized, wow, it's been a couple of years since I've put into long-term saving. And then at the beginning of this year, I actually pulled from my short-term saving to make the monthly bills. And it's like, there's something wrong here. I should be saving, not going into savings when I'm working.
And how do you feel about leaving California and moving to Texas?
An opportunity came up, and I took it. Looking at how much cheaper it is to live there and, you know, the quality of life isn't lacking in Dallas, I figured, why not? Let's go for it.
What are you hoping to find there?
A lot more time on my hands, and with the extra money between the little bit salary increase and the lower cost of living, that I'll have time to do some hobbies again and, you know, cooking and entertaining and hanging out with friends instead of working 24/7 to make ends meet.
And so as you're packing up to leave and head out of the Golden State that you've lived in for several years now, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about California?
I'm going to miss a lot of my friends here, all my friends here. That's the hardest part. I'm going to miss the nice cool breeze off the ocean. There's a lot of things I'm not going to miss. Living in Long Beach, the gritty, dusty air, I'm not going to miss that at all, especially as I'm cleaning my apartment. I'm not going to miss the fact that it just takes a lot of Do Re Mi to try and make ends meet.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That's day-to-day listener Brian Keller looking for his California dream in the great state of Texas. Hey, if you have a dream dashed, fulfilled, whatever, you can post a blog entry. You can go to our blog at npr.org/day-to-day. We have a blog there called Daydreaming. And Brian Keller, thanks so much.
Not a problem.
California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the Do Re Mi.